This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Buses were seen lining up on the Egypt-Sudan border crossing as the waiting times increased with the rising influx of Sudanese fleeing the fighting in that country. Satellite images on Friday showed congestion of trucks and buses lining up in different directions as they prepared to cross the border since the fighting broke out between the Rapid Support Forces, that's the paramilitary, and the Sudanese Armed Forces, that's the army, on April 15th. Thousands of Sudanese have fled to neighboring countries, including Egypt, Ethiopia, Chad, and South Sudan. A Russian court has imposed a large fine on a Siberian woman who's been convicted of criticizing the Russian invasion of Ukraine on social media. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Marina Novikova, a 65-year-old lawyer, was found guilty of spreading false information about the Russian army. Denouncing Russia's military was made a criminal offence after President Vladimir Putin sent troops into Ukraine more than 14 months ago. Novikova's posts on the messaging app Telegram decried the invasion and criticised the Russian government. The court in Novikova's hometown of Seversk imposed a fine of over $12,000, even though prosecutors and Novikova herself begged the court to send her to prison instead. I'm Karen Chamas.
Ukrainian authorities say at least five residential buildings were severely damaged and several people injured after shelling hit the city of Donetsk in eastern Ukraine Saturday. Video shot by a Reuters reporter showed several men in military uniforms inspecting a big crater and piles of rubble left by the shelling. One of them, who introduced himself as a Russian investigative committee representative, blamed Ukrainian forces for the shelling. There was no immediate Ukrainian response, and Reuters was unable to independently verify who was to blame. VOA News. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi gave an interview to the AP a day before the one-year anniversary of her trip to Ukraine with a congressional delegation. She said she would always remember how Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met her outside on a city street despite the danger.
The courage of the president in greeting us on the street rather than us just meeting him in his office was yet again another symbol of the courage of the people of Ukraine.
In the year since her visit, a steady stream of congressional leaders, both Democrats and Republicans, have made trips to Ukraine. Pelosi is now the House Speaker Emerita. She says Ukraine and democracy, in her words, must win. Montana's governor on Friday enacted a Republican-backed ban on gender-affirming medical care for transgender children, days after a transgender lawmaker protesting the bill was barred from the floor of the state legislature, sparking a national furor. Emma Jaley has more.
Montana has joined more than a dozen states that are banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. Just days after lawmaker Zoe Zephyr, a Democrat and a trans woman, was barred from the floor of the state legislature for protesting the bill, drawing national attention and sparking protests in the state. The Republican House majority voted to censure the first-time representative from Missoula on Wednesday, excluding her from the House chamber for the rest of the legislative session, after she declared that denying gender-affirming care to transgender youngsters was tantamount to torture and that a ban would lead to more suicides. Numerous studies have shown that gender-affirming care improves mental health outcomes for transgender youth.
Reuters' Emma Jaley reporting. Thousands of Iranians participated in a rally in London on Saturday and asked Britain to declare the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps a terrorist organization. According to videos received by VOA, the protesters chanted against Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. An association of families of the victims of a Ukrainian plane shot down by Iranian missiles in 2020 has also asked the international community to hold the IRGC accountable. Ukrainian Airlines Flight 752 from Tehran to Kyiv was shot down January 8, 2020, killing all 176 people aboard. Investigations later found two Iranian missiles had downed the aircraft, and Iran admitted the deed 3 days later. Thousands gathered in Budapest Sports Arena to attend a youth event with Pope Francis on Saturday, punctuating his second day in Hungary. The crowd cheered as Pope Francis arrived on stage, where he was handed gifts and gave a speech to the young worshipers. Early Saturday, Pope Francis met with about 600 refugees, poor and homeless people. Marissa Melton, VOA News.